The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
Nothing in American history has produced more music than the Civil War. Nothing in our annals comes even close to it. The first song appeared 3 days after hostilities began. By the time of Appomattox 4 years later, more than 2,000 melodies had been added to the American heritage. That averages out to one song for every day of the war. Why so much music? For one thing, and in that day, hardly anyone was so uninhibited as not to feel that he could write a song. Civil War soldiers added verses to a tune called McClellan's Retreat until the song became as endless as the World War I soldier song, Mademoiselle from Armentier. A stronger factor behind the outpouring of music in the Civil War is the fact that songs of that war are filled not so much with hatred of the enemy as they are with ideals. Although Civil War cut this nation in half, music gave North and South a spiritual oneness. It was also during the mid-19th century that a distinctive melodic style emerged with a national flavor. Evangelical in character, these melodies were a unique amalgamation of black and white spirituals, of gospel tunes and minstrel songs. The development at the same time of the piano and four-part harmony gave an even greater boost to the music of that age. Next to letter writing, music was the most popular diversion in the armies of the 1860s. Men left for war with a song on their lips. They sang while marching, and they sang while standing behind earthworks. They hummed melodies going into battle. Music swelled from every nighttime bivouac. Civil War armies had a deep sense of sentimentality. Hence, the most popular songs in camp were not the martial, stimulating airs that folks back home and generations of Americans thereafter sang inspirationally. Instead, they were songs with tones of sadness and longing. The all-time favorite of Civil War soldiers was a song with these words, "Midst pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home." High also in popularity among the soldiers were "Just Before the Battle, Mother," "Tenning Tonight on the Old Camp Ground," "Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes," "When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again," and an old English song that Americans proceeded to immortalize, "Auld Lang Syne." Among the many religious songs given birth by the Civil War was the Moving Navy Hymn, written in 1861 by a Union chaplain. Many little-known hymns became unforgettable because of the American conflict. A case in point was an old Welsh air. Both Johnny Rebs and Billy Yanks adopted the song because of its appropriate sentiments. "God us waking, God us sleeping, and when we die, may we in thy mighty keeping all peaceful lie. And when death to life shall wake us, thou wilt in thy likeness make us, then to reign in glory take us, with thee on high." Today one occasionally witnesses Southerners or Northerners who will hoot and holler when their Civil War songs are played. Such behavior, among other things, reflects a woeful ignorance of facts. Let it be remembered that "Dixie" was an 1859 song by Daniel Emmett, a Northerner who later served in the Union armies. One of the earliest Confederate poems was entitled "The Southern Cross." It became the most popular lyrics in the war for the melody you and I know today as "The Star-Spangled Banner." And in the mid-1850s, William Steffi, a Southern composer of Sunday school songs, composed the music that ultimately became the battle hymn of the Republic. Civil War music is not yours or mine. It is our music to enjoy together as Americans in a united land.